Massachusetts gaming commissioners will this week consider if Wynn Resorts remain suitable to hold the casino license for the Boston area. The question of suitability comes just 3 months before Wynn is set to open its $2.5 billion Encore Boston Harbor Casino complex in Everett, and a year after it was reported that Wynn founder and former CEO Steve Wynn had settled sexual assault charges against him for $7.5 million. WBUR Steve Brown is here with us now to look at this week's hearing. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Bob.
So to start, what's exactly at stake here? If the commission strips Wynn of its gaming license, would the process start all over again? Would the Greater Boston Casino even remain in Everett after Wynn has spent those billions already?
Well, that remains unclear, Bob, since, of course, casino gambling and the gaming commission are relatively new to Massachusetts. There are no precedents here to look back on. The gaming commission staff has so far declined any conjecture as to whether someone else would just buy the Everett Casino, possibly at a fire sale price, or how far back the process might have to go. So clearly, it could ultimately wind up in court.
So then, tell us exactly what the commission's trying to determine this week.
Well, it wants to learn why Wynn Resorts did not let the commission know about the settlement of those sexual assault allegations against Steve Wynn back in 2013. That's when the commission was trying to figure out who should be awarded the casino license for the Boston area. Suffolk Downs was vying for that license as well, and it was considered the favorite at the time. Now, remember that back then, the commission was going to great lengths to ensure that whoever got the license was squeaky clean and totally above board. Applicants were supposed to bare their souls to commission investigators and fess up to any sort of improprieties that might have been in the company's or the company officials' backgrounds.
But when the company didn't come clean back then, at least not when it came to acknowledging the settlement with Steve Wynn's accuser, who was actually an employee with the company.
That's right. Last year, when this story first broke, the lead investigator from the Gaming Commission reached out to Wynn Resorts to ask if the company was aware of the settlement at the time that the license was under consideration here in Massachusetts. The company said that it was aware. Now, when the investigator followed up and asked why they didn't inform the Gaming Commission at that time, the company responded that they were advised by their counsel not to do so. Now, it's up to the Gaming Commissioners to determine if that was a fatal sin that could cost Wynn Resorts the Everett license.
So the Gaming Commission has blocked out 3 days this week, starting today, to consider evidence in the case. How's this hearing going to work?
Well, the hearing is going to be a lot like a trial. The five members of the Gaming Commission will sit in judgment. Commission investigators will present an overview of what they found out. Attorneys for Wynn will have an opportunity to make an opening statement as well. Then lawyers for both sides will present evidence and question witnesses, and the commissioners will be able to ask questions of the witnesses as well. Once all the evidence is presented, the commissioners will then meet in a closed session to deliberate. No word on how long that could take, days, possibly weeks.
What are the options the commission will have then?
Commission Executive Director Ed Bedrosian was asked that very question last week. I'll let him answer.
So the commission can make determinations on suitability, which include still suitable, not suitable, or suitable with some type of conditions or something like that. But I'm not speculating on any outcome.
Now, Bedrosian says that suitability is an ongoing determination by the commission. In other words, they can revisit the issue of suitability at any time.
What about Wynn Resorts in this? Is it showing any signs of giving up its plans to set up shop here in Boston, especially since the casino they're building dominates the skyline as you look north?
That's right. No, not at all. Of course, the company has distanced itself from the founder, Steve Wynn. He's no longer with the company, and Wynn officials even changed the name of the resort to Encore Boston Harbor. It was originally supposed to have his name right on it and his signature. The company has been hiring in anticipation of a June opening. They've held two job fairs so far, hoping to fill 5,800 positions, and you can even go on their website and book a room.
We'll see who you're booking a room with, I guess, after the commission makes its decision.
That's right.
WBUR's Steve Brown will be covering the Wynn hearing all this week, so Steve will be talking to you more as the story unfolds. Thanks.
Thank you.